This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado has expanded a lawsuit against the Trump administration to account for new threats it says are tied to how the state runs elections and former elections clerk Tina Peters. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser says cuts to federal transportation and energy dollars for Colorado, moving Space Command out of Colorado Springs, and shutting down NCAR in Boulder are in part retaliation for how the state runs elections. He also believes Trump is angry the state won't release former Mesa County elections clerk Tina Peters from state prison.
When you face a bully, some say back down, accommodate. I disagree. The only response is to fight back and to defend your principles.
The White House said Trump is using his lawful and discretionary authority to ensure federal dollars are aligned with his agenda. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The annual National Western Stock Show returned to Denver yesterday. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Mike Lyle takes a peek at what visitors can expect.
Rodeos, livestock shows, and family-friendly activities are just some of the highlights at this year's event, which is celebrating its 120th anniversary. A new addition is the Livestock Center. The 17,000-square-foot venue includes an arena, expo hall, and flex space for holding over 2,300 animals. The legacy of Black rodeo athletes will be honored during the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. African American Heritage Rodeo on the MLK holiday. The stock show opens this Saturday and runs through January 25th at the National Western Complex and Denver Coliseum.
That was Mike Lyle with the Mountain West News Bureau. This is CPR News and KRCC.